Welcome to Speak of the Week, the new podcast from me, Anne Hurst, also known as the Terrified Writer, and my lovely friend and improv buddy, Tim Merriweather. In Speak of the Week, Tim and I will do just that, chat about what we've been up to in the past 7 days, the highs, the lows, the annoyings, and the joys, and the randoms. We hope you love it, and we hope you stick around. Again, I've just pressed record.
Yeah.
Welcome to the episode 2 of Speak of the Week with Anne Hurst. That's me. I am the Terrified Writer, and you are?
I am Tim Merriweather, former seahorse trainer and freelance imaginary friend.
Oh, how exciting.
Extra large hat model.
And the next big thing.
Yeah, the next big thing.
You are literally the next big thing to me.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's nice.
How nice to see you again, Tim. So, we've now got a format.
It's official.
We've got a trailer. We've got episode 1.
We have.
Now we're in
the Phantom Podcast.
We are in the swing of it. We are in the swing of the podcast land.
We are a couple of podcasting swingers.
We are casting pods with our podcast rods.
To plant them peas.
Yeah. Fishing in the land of
carps.
Don't know. Anyway, so speaking of the week.
Yeah, let's speak of that week.
Let's speak of the week. What's happened to you in the last 7 days, Tim?
I was going to...
So, can I just recap?
Yes.
Last week, very exciting news.
Ah.
You got a job.
I did get a job.
As a bed watcher.
Yeah.
At Colchester Hospital.
I did, yes.
Fantastic news.
Yes.
What's happened in the last week?
I gave it back.
You gave the job back.
I did give the job back, yes. So I was meant to go for my first shift, which would have been a lovely long 12-hour shift. And I had a little bit of a sore throat. I was going into a hospital. I thought I'd better up my immune system. And we had some of those, you know, the fizzing 1,000 milligram vitamin C tablets.
Was it those, or was it the multivitamin type?
Oh, no. Vitamin C.
Pure vitamin C. 1,000 milligram per tab. Recommended daily dose, one tab.
Turns out. But I really wanted to get in front of this sore throat, so I took 5 and a glass of water. And
can I just say, interject, was that incredibly sweet?
No, it was like liquid sherbet.
Oh, Jesus,
I enjoyed
Christ.
It. It was quite a... It was an experience.
Go on, yeah.
But I ended up making myself very ill and not realising that the reason I was ill was probably the amount of vitamin C I'd just taken. So I called up and said I had some form of horrific stomach bug, and it wasn't fair of me to go to the hospital because people there were already ill.
So and you then, thought you had norovirus,
I did think
basically, because it was shooting out of both ends.
It was,
with quite
yes.
a rate of knots.
Yeah, and it was fizzy.
Jesus! Whoa! Yeah. And essentially, you had overdosed on the very thing you had taken to stop yourself from feeling ill.
Yeah, but my throat felt amazing.
I bet it did.
Yeah, so... And then after some consideration, I decided that it probably wasn't the job for me. So I'm going to try and be a fireman. Woo!
Great. So that's next then.
Yeah. I'm going to try and just do all the jobs.
So the job didn't work out. Did you manage? You didn't even do a shift?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, we should probably put that one down as experience.
Yeah. Not work experience.
Well, no, clearly not work experience.
No.
I haven't got any.
Yeah.
But...
It'll be fine.
Okay, that seems like quite a lot to do in your week, yeah?
Oh, that was just a morning.
That was one morning.
Yes.
And what a morning it was.
Oh, what a morning it was.
Anything else to report for the week?
My parents and my sister and my sister's family went to Centre Parks. So I had to look after a tiny dog.
Aww.
Just so little one-year-old Cocker Spaniel called Olive, who's very cute, but she decided she really wanted to sleep on my head.
And this is in addition to Ella, the big 12 stoner.
Yeah.
And what breed is Ella again?
She's like
a cross between
St. Bernard and a Rottweiler.
Yeah. So yeah. She's not...
So she opens the door with
her
head.
She's not insubstantial.
And then Olive jumps on my face.
Great.
And then because Olive's on the bed, Ella decides that now she's allowed on the bed. So now my bed looks like Chewbacca's been sleeping in it. It's just covered in hair.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's quite a week.
That is quite a week.
I've now got to remember what I did this week.
What did you do?
Well, this week...
Do tell.
So last Thursday, I went to a show.
A show?
I did. So I don't know if this is quite legal, but I left my children home alone for the night.
And went to a...
No, it was just that bit. On a social work.
Oh, okay.
Is it legal? I think it's
How
legal.
Old's your oldest?
16.
Oh, that's fine.
That's what I
was, you know, I was living on someone's floor at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, they stayed at home. I went to London and I went to a comedy sort of show, a one-woman alien show, where the delightful Katie Shute of the May Days fame, who's a very famous improviser, and she's really good stand-up and actress and writer and all of that. Anyway, she did One Woman Alien at the Pleasance Theatre, where she reenacted Alien, the film, in an hour herself, playing all seven characters.
With sock puppets?
It was mainly wigs and beards and a cigarette and a baseball cap, wearing the standard... space boiler suit. She didn't do the alien coming out. But she did do the John Hurt alien on face thing.
Ah, good.
And it was bloody brilliant, as I've got to be honest with you.
It was absolutely brilliant.
But I did suffer from a terrible attack of social anxiety on the way in, which was unfortunate. So,
did you forget to wear trousers again?
No, it was fine, but I don't get out much on my own.
Okay.
And this is a very cool bar in London.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
how many waxed moustaches were there per square foot?
I looked at the floor all of the time because it was very bright, and I just saw beards, moustaches, and put my head down and thought, oh, this is a nightmare.
They're so cool.
To the point where I did actually... go to the bar, ask for a glass of wine, was getting the money out to pay the £17.50 or however much it was for the thimbleful of wine, and gave him a £20 note. And he looked at me as if I'd just handed him magic beans. He went, cash! Like this, cash! And I was like so taken aback. And I went, oh sorry, do we not do that anymore? And he said, oh, no. And then he suddenly felt really... Then I got the pity look, which was even worse. And then he took my money and almost sort of caressed my hand in pity.
Oh, no.
I know. And I was just like, I've got cards as well. I can pay with cards. But I spent years as a student going into Sainsbury's trying to buy a loaf of bread and trying to pay with a card. And they won't let you because it's £5 minimum.
And that was a Blockbusters card.
Yes. It was, because there was Blockbusters at the time.
Oh.
Anyway, so I had a terrible sort of moment of, oh, shit.
Did he look at you as if
to
say, what do you think this is, Woolworths?
Literally. I was so out of my depth in every way. Oh. And then so I sat by myself and I sent a tweet out, actually, in the hope that it would look as if I was texting friends to arrange to meet people. I saw someone I knew. But I didn't think they'd remember me, so I didn't say anything. And then I saw someone else that I recognised, and I thought, I'll say hello to her because she's really friendly, and she really didn't remember me.
Oh, no.
It went from bad to worse.
Oh, dear.
I know. Yes, exactly. So I was at this point almost crying, but then I went into the show, and Katie was amazing, and then I came out, and I'm not kidding, I went like a fucking whip it out of that joint. I absolutely pegged it down the Caledonian Road and got myself back to the flat and vowed never to leave. leave the house again.
What flat?
The flat that we have.
You have a flat in London?
Well, yeah, where do you think Chris lives in the week? He can't stay here in the castle.
Wow. I just... Yeah.
Oh, no! I've done it again, Tim! I shouldn't be allowed to speak.
And you're so low-key wealthy.
I should not be allowed to speak, should I? Oh, now I look like a twat. Even more so. So, anyway, yeah. I went back to the...
So, which flat in London was this? I know you have several.
Just a little tiny flat we have. It's really small.
Is it?
Yes, but Chris has to live somewhere because he can't live here. It's too far away.
That is a good point.
Yeah. Also, honestly...
Don't really like him that
not
much.
Not that much. I wouldn't want him here all the time. He's lovely, but weekends is enough. Yeah. No, it's, you know... Yeah, so anyway, I went back to the flat, saw Chris. Yeah, he reassured me, though, because the other thing that happened in the week was... So I had to deal with this sort of terrible social faux pas.
That all happened in your head.
It seriously happened in real life. And then I got an email telling me that I was selected to be in this new act competition. So I will be doing my first stand-up gig, which sent me into another meltdown because I thought, I can't even go and buy a glass of wine in public. So how am I going to stand up and do comedy?
I'll come with you.
Thank you, Tim.
And I will be your security.
Could you?
Yes. I love pretending to be security for people. It's one of my favourite hobbies, especially if I don't know that person. I'll walk in front of them, open doors to them, and talk into a watch I am not wearing.
Really?
I do.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you do dormaning.
Yeah. Although I kind of quit that for the bed watch.
Oh, my God.
It's so, all right. I called them and said, yeah, I didn't like it.
Are you going to go back?
Yeah, but I won't have my permanent door anymore, which is fine. Variety is the spice of life.
That's the table.
It is the table.
Yeah, so, oh, well, maybe I could do with some security. I could do with some therapy after that. But yeah. But no, my lovely Chris, lovely husband, did say, he reassured me.
How did you get in? I thought I'd change the locks.
Yeah, he said that. He's like, Jesus. But he did also say, you know what, you're going to be fine. He said, comedians are amongst the most messed up and weirdest, oddest people on the planet. You're going to fit right in. You'll be fine.
And, like... Highest rate of suicide for any profession outside of crab fisherman, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So. Where did you read that statistic? Just in your brain?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. It's probably quite accurate.
It's great.
So we've both had quite interesting weeks then.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't have to go out again.
And
for a
I
while.
Don't have to
watch any
put
beds.
The mattress cover back on a memory foam mattress, because if anyone's ever tried to do that, impossible.
That's true. Yeah. So one of the other things, which brings me to one of the other things we're going to talk about on this podcast, what's your freak of the week? That doesn't work, does it? What's your freak of the week? What's pissed you off this week? We can't really call it a freak of the week.
No.
We'll have to have a think about that. That's not very catchy. But yeah, what's been your bugbear this week? Are we talking memory foam?
A piece of shite from half the fortnight.
Yes! I always thought that was your bugbear. I was thinking, I don't know this one.
What is my bugbear this
You told me. You texted me.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
I've forgotten as well.
Yeah.
Basically, memory foam mattresses.
Yeah.
So memory foam mattresses.
Yeah.
You're not feeling them.
Oh, no. I like them.
Yeah.
But they're really hard to clean because they're basically just a washing up sponge.
Oh, they are.
They are. They're a car wash sponge covered in a mattress cover.
That you can't get back on once you've taken off.
Oh, you can, but you wish that you died in the accident. horrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but a fitted sheet. We've talked about fitted sheets. Did we talk about fitted sheets on the last one? I feel like we've had a conversation about
fitted sheets. Fitted sheets that aren't deep enough.
That's right, yeah. Mm. No, we did talk about that. Did we talk about that on episode one? What I need to do really is make a note of what we've discussed. Otherwise, this is going to be like the repeat of the previous podcast.
Anne's getting a little bit old now. She's going for that transition between, you know, when you stop falling over and you start having falls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, I'm definitely in having a fall.
Lady though. Down! And down.
When did I have a fall? I haven't had a fall yet.
You've not had a fall?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I've only ever fallen over.
See, that's... exactly. Right. I think that's the point when someone starts becoming old. Mm. They stop falling over and they start having falls.
Yeah. I haven't had a fall yet.
Yeah.
No.
You do not suffer falls lightly.
No, I don't. No. Suffer falls gladly.
Yeah, that...
All that.
Yeah, this is a mixed metaphor.
Yeah.
I love a good mixed metaphor.
Oh, yeah. So what else has happened this week then? So you've done your job and not done your job.
Yep.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was lovely. So I had the house to myself. So.
Oh, yes, they all went to see.
Yana came around Saturday and I made Côte de Bœuf.
Oh, coat of beef.
Yeah. I reverse seared it and then pan fried it with aromatics. It was good.
Yana is Mrs. Tim.
Yes. We'll go with Ms. Tim.
Ms. Tim, yes. Don't want to scare her. She's setting the pace.
Yeah. Although she did tell a drunk person last night that she was married so that they'd leave her alone.
Oh.
It's nice.
That is lovely.
Yeah.
It's nice when people do that, isn't it?
It's good. Yeah, and then the next night I had my sister and my niece over. Oh, it was very nice.
How old is your niece?
She's 15.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's really cool.
Is she?
Yeah.
Does she think you're a cool Uncle Tim?
I'm a very cool uncle. I'm a bad example.
Yeah, I know that.
Like, I'm a cautionary tale of a man, really. Yes.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are actually.
I am.
But you have, that because of Yana, you've now not smoked any funny cigarettes for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So that's 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Like, I can recite the alphabet.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still getting tricky with Q's. Like, does it go before the M or after?
Or nowhere near.
Ah, or not at all.
Or not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to see Eddie Izzard on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about that. That's going to be in next week's Speak of the Week. So I'll be able to speak of going to see Eddie Izzard next week.
It's going to be really nice. And he's going to be mayor, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, I heard he was running for mayor in like 2020.
Yes, I heard. I didn't know he was definitely doing it. Is he definitely?
I hope he is. Otherwise, I'm going to write it in.
But he's lovely. So I'm listening. That's what I've been doing. I've been listening to his autobiography again for about the fifth time.
Mm.
Because I've got to write this stand-up material.
So you're just going to...
Which I've written, actually.
Talk about growing up as a transvestite.
Yeah. Action transvestite.
Action transvestite.
Yeah. So I've written my material.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 5 minutes of material.
Are you going to do those 5 minutes of material for me after this?
Oh, do you think I should?
I think you should.
Oh, God, I don't know if I've practiced it enough.
That's why you need to... Yeah, I'm not the audience, you know that, right?
I know. Oh, yeah, I probably should, shouldn't I? Yeah, all right. Okay, we'll see how that goes.
You know, I'm fairly receptive.
Yes, you are. And you're good. You'll be kind.
I will be kind.
Even if you have to say, oh, Anne.
Yeah, Anne, if I heckle, you'll know it's me. Because I'll be the only person here.
Oh, you could heckle, actually, because I need to practice my... heckling response. Well, I'm really hoping, because I've only got 5 minutes, I really hope none of that time is taken up with a heckler, because that's going to be really tedious.
Hmm. How much of that time is pauses?
Well, so I went through it today, and I put a few little pauses in there, mm-hmm. just optimistically hoping that that might be filled up with some laughs,
yeah.
obviously. And it was 5 minutes, 9 seconds. So I reckon I need to probably chop, again, to be optimistic, 40 seconds allow for some laughs.
I'd also have a small joke.
Yeah.
Just that you can put in.
Yeah.
Just in case there aren't any laughs and you need to add some time.
Oh my God. Well,
it's all right, because I'm going to come and I'm going to laugh. And if they don't laugh, I'll start throwing glasses at people.
Well, do you know what? I do have a line that I can use. Well, if I say it on here, I'm not going to use it.
We don't advocate the use of cocaine.
No. No, not that line. That's for afterwards. Ah. No, I do. I have got something in reserve for in the event that it might be quiet. No, nothing like that. Tim just lifted his top. Or rather, Tim just mimed lifting his top. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to actually, funnily enough, because I've got that. Tim's now miming boob tassels.
I am.
No, none of that. But funnily enough, I'm going to wear I've got a boiler suit to wear.
Ah.
Because I have this thing where, you know, when you walk over a bridge?
Yeah.
I have this thing when I walk over a bridge, I'm scared that I'm going to throw my bag off, right? You don't get that.
No, I get jump.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You want to jump?
No, but I can, the voice.
Oh, like, the voice you hear says jump.
Yeah.
The voice I hear says throw your bag off.
Right. Yeah, same voice.
Same voice, yeah.
What
so
a dick.
when Chris and I used to live in London and we had a
lot more bridges.
So many bridges.
Yeah.
And my sister had a flat near St. Paul's.
Mm-hmm.
She still does actually, but it's rented out. But we went to see her and we had our baby. My son Dylan at the time.
Oh, man.
And we were walking over the Millennium Bridge, which is really open. And I had to walk miles away from Chris and Dylan because I was worried that I was going to chuck one of them off. And Dylan was the smallest.
And so the most aerodynamic,
yeah,
I suppose.
Exactly. Although he was quite a podge for a baby.
Yeah, but American football.
So I have this thing where if there's a dangerous or risky situation, I'm worried that I'll do the most awful thing. So I thought if I wear a boiler suit, one of the things that I was thinking, if I'm standing on a stage with loads of people in front of me, I was worried I might get my arse out. I know it's silly, but I was really worried that I might just do that.
Well,
so I thought, no, I need to wrap up tight so that that's not even, I don't know why, because I would never in a million years get my arse out.
That would make the stage fright even worse, wouldn't it?
Be terrible. But I have that, it's not a Tourette's, but it's like a physical,
it's
impulsive thing. And I can't remember what, does it have a name?
Intrusive thoughts. It's,
I definitely have them.
No, it's the thinking things you do not want to think.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
So I was really worried, so I thought...
There's a medical name, and if anyone knows what that medical name is...
Stop hitting the table.
I'm sorry, I'm clumsy.
It's just because you... It's a thing.
Yeah, if anyone knows what it's called when you have thoughts that you do not want...
Yeah. What
is
it?
Please let us know.
So, yeah, so I have to wear... I have to literally truss myself right up. Otherwise, you never know. I would never do it, but I just might.
And if worse comes to worse, you can pretend to be a Bruce Springsteen's tribute act.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
Why? Does he wear a boiler suit?
In my head, he does.
He wears jeans.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's a mechanic.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. He was a mechanic in one of them videos.
He's a mechanic in all of them.
It's that sort of scruffy look. Yeah, he's got the mechanic about him, hasn't he? I know what you mean.
Oh, good, because I don't.
Oh, right. So your bugbear this week, where were we? This is why it's a good podcast, because we've both done improv. We just go in all directions.
Yeah, that's fine. Mean.
It doesn't matter. So yours, yeah. So that was, that came from, I don't know where that came from. Anyway, my bugbear this week, has anything freaked me out this week, apart from terrible social anxiety? No. No, I mean, I wish I didn't have to drive. I mean, that we're in that state with my kids where they're teenagers, they go to parties all the time, so I have to do a lot of driving around. That's getting on my tits right now.
And drunk children are the worst, aren't they?
Oh, they just... Especially when I've not been able to have a single drink all night.
Because of them?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Saturday night.
Would you have had a drink normally?
I might have had a little snifter, yeah.
Once again, we do not advocate cocaine.
I might have had a little, yeah, a little glass. But, yeah, the driving around. But
so what's your drink of choice?
Well, I do like a glass of red wine at the moment. I like, yeah, normally I'll go for, if I'm just sitting, chilling Saturday night, a glass of red wine. If I'm out for a curry, beer. If I'm out with a girlfriend, Prosecco, because you do.
Yeah.
Because it's cliched.
It is.
Yes.
And deep down, aren't we all just basic bitches?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, so
what about you? What's your drink of choice?
Oh, cup of soup.
Oh my God, that stuff is so rank.
Yeah, no, not a fan. What's my drink of choice? I like Mexican beers.
Yeah.
Because they're nice.
And, what, like Desperado? Is that one?
More like the Corona-y thing.
Oh, yeah, I like a Corona.
Coronas are nice. I feel like they're the non-beer drinker's beer.
Hmm.
What else do I like? I'll pretty much drink anything, although I'm not much of a drinker. I look like a massive drinker, and I was I was when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
But I think I kind of...
Do you do too much?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's why I can't drink very much now.
Yeah.
I drank far too much when I was younger. Yeah.
Did your mum ever put you in the boot of her car to take you home?
No, she didn't, actually.
See,
I was sick
that.
On her once. Yeah. But she was a nurse. She didn't mind.
Ah, that's fine then.
She was fine. She was actually fine.
She liked it.
She just went, oh, like that.
No.
Honestly, cleaned me up, put me to bed.
Yeah.
She's really good.
So... When when my mum put me in the boot of her car because I drank 3 litres of cider and 1 litre of vodka when I was about 15. While Standard. She was doing that, my dad had dragged my mattress into the garden and they made me sleep outside for the night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you hurling for England?
Not really.
No?
it was more of a punishment. They locked the door behind them.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, my parents are old fashioned.
Was it raining?
No.
Oh, good. No. Was it summer?
Can't remember. But it wouldn't have mattered.
No, it wouldn't.
I could have had like a layer of frost on me, like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining. They wouldn't have cared.
Oh, that's funny.
Lovely people.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. And that's what happens.
Oh, wait, so, Dylan.
Yes.
Party.
Both of them go to parties now. Yeah, yeah. But the thing is that, so I'm a designated driver most weekends. Mm-hmm. But the trouble is, you see, next year, Dylan can learn to drive, which is both a relief and yet terrifies me at the same time.
Of course it does.
So... I don't know. I'll just keep doing it because it's less annoying than, you know, him crashing a car.
Yes.
So yeah, that's my sort of bugbear this week, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good bugbear.
Oh,
I've got a bugbear.
Go on.
Okay, so my sister and niece came over.
Yeah.
We really wanted Chinese and... A lot of the places in Caresgrave don't deliver for some reason.
Okay.
And then And also, there are two Michael's Kitchens.
Really?
Yeah. Chinese restaurants called Michael's Kitchen.
But different owners?
Yeah.
What?
I call, I make the order. They don't deliver.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up the address.
Yeah.
Get there. I've gone to the wrong one.
You were always going to do that, weren't you?
I was.
That was always going to happen.
And the worst thing about it was the Michael's Kitchen that I actually drove to delivered.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know. I was, and they got my order wrong. The food was very nice, but my sister wanted barbecue spare ribs.
Yeah.
And I wanted salt and pepper squid. Right. They gave me barbecue spare ribs and salt and pepper ribs. Who orders two kinds of ribs in a Chinese meal?
I did not know that was a thing.
All I wanted was a succulent Chinese meal.
Yeah.
And I had it. So I called them and they said, if you come back, we'll give you some
salt
and pepper squid. And I said, no. And then they went, okay, it'll be an hour. So I waited an hour and it came. And I ate it, and it was really nice, so it wasn't really a bugbear, but...
Oh, but that was, though. Yeah. So if you, but now you need to make a note of the right Michael's Kitchen that delivers.
Yeah.
And make sure they get your
and
order
they,
right.
I really need them to deliver.
Yeah.
I think
you do.
What I'll do in future is use the numerical system of Chinese ordering as opposed to...
That's why they have it.
Yeah.
Because then there's no confusion.
No.
If you ask for a 72 and an 84, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But if you say salt and pepper squid and they go, Jesus Christ, I've never heard of salt and pepper ribs, but we'll make it.
Yeah.
Easy mistake to make.
Yeah, so...
I bet salt and pepper ribs isn't a thing. And they just went, no, I don't know.
But they
just...
were really nice.
Were they?
No.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Because that's not what you wanted.
No, but... Yeah. I did get free squid, so that's good.
That's great.
That is great.
I learned how to make salt and pepper tofu the other week.
Oh, how was it?
Amazing. It's my niece that told me how to make that.
Do you eat meat?
No.
You're a vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian, yeah. Wow. I'm not a vegan, though, but I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, see, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us in our family.
But she eats chicken and fish. And sometimes beef. And bacon.
And only pork on Sundays.
Yeah, and bacon if it's really crispy.
Yeah. And hardly ever sausages, though. And only meatballs with pasta.
So how long have you been a vegetarian?
Well, I was a vegetarian when I was younger, in my 20s. And then I got, for about sort of 10 years, and then I got really drunk and then terribly hungover and... just had a bacon sandwich and thought, oh, sod this.
Yeah.
And then, so then I went proper back to eating meat. And then about, it's nearly 3 years ago now, I just thought, nah, I've had enough. I've just had enough of it now. So I'm just going to stop.
Mm.
Yeah. And I don't miss it. Because I found what I was doing, you see, at mealtime, like when we had the family round for roast dinner and at Christmas and that, I just wasn't having any of the meat. I was just having the veggies and the trimmings, which are the best bits.
Yeah.
Like the roast taties and the Yorkshire pudding.
And the sausages wrapped in bacon.
The sausages wrapped in bacon and the stuffing. All of that stuff. So, yeah, so I just stopped and, yeah.
Wow.
That's all it is.
That's really amazing. Well, I say it's amazing. It's not amazing. It's interesting.
It's not even that, is it, really?
No, but you know.
Oh, you bless you. Look at you being polite.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It is a
it's
thing.
It's just a thing, isn't it? Well, I think we've come to the natural conclusion of this episode.
Yeah.
With that interesting revelation.
Yeah.
I never know how to end them. What should we do? Should we just go... I liked your Freak of the Week mashup, but we can't do that because it's
copyrighted. Yeah.
But you did say that the song you'd been thinking of, you didn't think properly existed anyway.
No.
You made it up in your head.
Mm.
Can anyone please tell us if... Go on, Tim. What's it called?
I'm pretty sure it was Freak of the Week, and it went boom boom, it's the Freak of the Week from side to side, come on, boom boom, it's the Freak of the Week, just singing a happy song.
Bye.
No idea.
I thought you said it was Freak Power.
Yeah, but we looked at that one and it wasn't it, was it?
That's not the tune though, is it? Because that's just you talking. Can you sing it?
No, because I can't remember the tune. I'm pretty sure that's the tune. The tune is a man talking. No, it's not.
No, it's not. You've literally made it up, haven't you?
Okay. I don't know. Well, if you can help us with that, I'd be terribly grateful because it's a bit of a mind worm.
It is. If any of you've got any mind worms, please do get in touch. Anne at theterrifiedwriter.com. That's it for this week. Yeah. I think we've spoken of the week.
We have. We haven't really spoken that much about the week, but it was good.
We did spoke of the woke.
Yeah.
And so it only needs for me to say, if you enjoyed this podcast, please do leave us a review.
Send money.
Don't send money. Or do.
Yeah, no, don't tell them not to send money.
It's all right. Yes, please do leave a review on whichever podcast provider you're listening to this through. Oh, terrible grammar. And rate us, because then we can go higher up the charts and then more people will find us and then we can create bigger and better podcasts. And that's the way it works.
And,
it's goodbye from me, and it is
goodbye from her.
Oh, copyrighted as well. Bye, everyone. 's for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review it. I know everyone says that, don't they? If you want to get in touch, the email is still anne@theterrifiedwriter.com. You can find Tim on social media. He's Tim Merriweather, and I'm Anne Hurst on Twitter and The Terrified Writer pretty much everywhere else. It's been great talking to you. Until next time, bye. Thank you.